Welcome to Heal Yourself, Change Your Life. My name is Brandi Gilmore, and after recovering from my own life-changing injury, it's become my mission to share with others the same discoveries I made that changed my health and my entire life. Our minds are truly incredible. The placebo is proof of this. Each week, I will take this simple awareness to a whole new level. I will even coach live callers to free themselves of physical pain using only their mind. And then I'll provide you with a combination of practical and spiritual insights that you can use to master your mind, your emotions, and your energy to help you heal your health, yourself, and your life. Let's begin. Hello and welcome to this week's Quick IQ episode. Today I want to share with you a couple quick insights that can make it easier for you to be kind and loving and supportive to yourself. Because all too often people have heard, you know, don't be hard on yourself, but they still do it for a variety of different reasons. And so today we're just going to unpack that a bit with a few insights that can help you to really implement that and be more kind and loving and supportive to yourself just by being aware of the things that can open up, which of course can then help you to make the transformations that you're wanting to make in your life. And so often people are trying to force themselves to make that transformation or force themselves to change. And, you know, even if you think about the last episode where I was working with my beautiful volunteer, Michelle, we had talked about, you know, tapping and some people trying to force themselves to just change or force an emotion to just go away. And I see that all of the time. And I also love that so many of you could actually see that in yourself, where there are a lot of people who are doing a lot of tapping, but not really changing. And by the way, on a quick side note, when it comes to releasing information from the brain and really fully releasing it, you'll want to remember that part of the reason it can feel complex, if you will, is because the brain stores information in a variety of different ways. And you may have even heard before that a person can be more kinesthetic or more visual or more auditory. You know, there's different submodalities that the brain uses to basically encode and bring in information. And beyond that, there's just different ways in general that the brain holds information anyways. You know, if it's something that's future looking at, you know, if it's an expectation compared to if it's an emotion compared to if it's a pattern. All of these need to be addressed and released in a different way to be effective, to really transform it. And so that's why even in classes that I teach, I'll teach a few different release techniques. And that combination then helps people to be able to release patterns in a variety of different ways to be able to fully release them. And the point here is that you'll want to note, of course, that we talked about in the last episode was making sure to bring in the positive first is key, but also knowing that being hard on yourself or trying to force change isn't going to work, though so many people try to do that. And it's not necessarily try to do it. It's more so fall into a pattern of doing that, or even are just so critical of themselves or feeling less than or hard on themselves that instead of allowing them to release the pattern, it unfortunately reinforces the pattern. And so on that note, on today's Quick IQ episode, I want to share with you two really quick insights that can help you to look at this in a different way to help you to really start transforming this pattern and being kind and loving and supportive to yourself. So the first one is something that has come up over and over and over in the past month, and even several times in the past week. And even yesterday, I reconnected with this client who I work with, who I had met with last week, and then we just reconnected. And as soon as we got on the call, one of the first things he was talking about was how energized he felt and productive and aligned and wanting to wake up early in the morning and just not feeling tired, but feeling excited to get things done and to move things forward. And I have heard this from several people, even in the last week, because this is what it feels like to feel aligned. And he was saying something like, you know, to the effect of, you know, that he really felt that he was just lazy and not motivated, and that he'd taken several classes on like procrastination and how to get himself motivated, because he wasn't. And ultimately what was going on underneath is that he just really was not aligned with where he wanted to go. And again, even in this past week, I have seen this multiple times. And so what he hadn't realized prior to making these changes in his subconscious mind is that he had blocks towards what he was wanting, and he was not aligned with it. And so that's the way it showed up in his life, was a lot of feeling lazy and a procrastinator and not following through and failing at things and yada, 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 which of course made him feel less about himself on the inside and not good enough and critical of himself. And so the more he was feeling not good enough and critical of himself and like something was wrong with him, the more all of that energy was reinforcing that inside of himself. And so then, of course, you can see the spiral where it leads to more feelings of insecurity and et cetera, et cetera. And the spiral, unfortunately, just keeps going. And of course, that can affect somebody's health and happiness and life in general, of who they become. And I have seen that over and over again, where people really do have that belief that they're just lazy and a procrastinator and can't keep themselves motivated, or that they're even just not smart. And I've seen that all of the time too, which actually leads to the second insight that I want to share with you today. And it's exactly that. It's that time and time again, I have worked with people who have had this feeling on the inside of feeling like they're not really smart enough, or they're really stupid and people don't know, or they're really stupid and they feel like everybody does know. You know, it shows up in a variety of different ways. But all of the time, I have seen people, as they clear their mindset and really align with what it is that they're wanting, that they tap into their genius. And so that's what you'll want to know from this also, is exactly that, is that the more you clear blocks, the more you align your mind with what it is that you're wanting, the more that you will tap into your own genius, if you will. And I see that all of the time. And by the way, even in the past week, there's this beautiful client that I work with. And I ended up connecting with this client's family, and actually her mother reached out and connected with me. And she started talking about her daughter. And she's like, wow, I didn't realize how smart she was. She's so smart, and she knows this and she knows that. And I mean, it's just beautiful. Like, she went on and on about how intelligent her daughter was and how she never realized it. And absolutely every single one of us has genius inside of us that we need to tap into. But when I first started working with this particular client, she even had a hard time with reading and following through with certain things or memorizing things. And she had a lot of blocks in her mind. And as she removed those blocks, her level of genius has literally transformed. I mean, she went from having health issues and different things going on in her life to running her own company and being successful and continuing to grow it in a most beautiful way. And so much so that people around her are amazed. They're like, how are you growing your business so fast? And of course, it's because she's aligned with where she wants to go and with money and all these things. And by the way, this woman that I'm talking about used to be very hard on herself. And that was something that we said, look, if you're going to be hard on yourself and you're going to feel not good enough and all of that, you're going to manifest that. You've got to really stop being hard on yourself and instead be supportive of yourself. And so that's what I would love for you to take in from today's quick IQ episode, is exactly that, is that you have genius in you. You have more knowledge than you think you have. You have more motivation, more energy, more drive, more excitement, more joy, all living inside of you. And the more you align to the things that you're wanting in life, the more that stuff automatically shows up and comes through you. The more you feel energized, if you will, because energy is flowing through you towards what it is that you're wanting. Now, of course, that's going to be different for each person, of what it is they're aligning to and what it is they're clearing blocks from. And a simple way to illustrate this is if you think about a writer who's experiencing writer's block. You know, in that moment of writer's block, they feel like they can't access their genius, their abilities to do what it is that they do. And that happens on a bigger picture with anything. You know, if somebody's trying to even learn something new, but they're blocked, they can feel like it's hard to learn. And then they feel stupid, and then they're hard on themselves. And then it just, again, reinforces that pattern. And so the biggest thing that you'll want to take from this is that if you are being hard on yourself or critical of yourself or feeling not good enough, to remember that you have this genius locked inside of you that's accessible. And the more that you clear from your mind, the more you're able to tap into it. You know, we all have an incredible genius inside of us, but it really does take making authentic change inside your subconscious mind and your neural pathways. And the first step to really making that real change is to stop beating yourself up or stop believing that you're less than or being hard on yourself or critical or you're not smart or whatever it is. That is going to be the first step in making that real change, is not reinforcing the pattern by those beliefs. So that said, please give yourself some extra love today, some extra support. Decide what it is that you want and start aligning with that. All right, it has been such a pleasure connecting with you. And as always, please do share this, you know, hit the share button, share this episode with somebody you love, somebody you care about, or somebody you just know who needs this. You know, the more empowered each individual person is in their own life, the better it is for all of us. You know, the more beautiful world and a more beautiful experience that we'll all enjoy together. So please do share this episode and also embody this episode. Make sure to be so kind and loving and supportive to you and really emanate that in your life. All right, so that said, it has been such a pleasure connecting with you. I love that you are somebody who is here, who's continuing to expand your mind and your energy and your heart. I just love it. And I look forward to connecting with you on the next episode. I'll see you there. Thank you for listening to Heal Yourself, Change Your Life. All of the time, people reach out and say how much these episodes have given them hope or touched their heart or helped them stay positive in hard times or even woken them up to a completely new level of awareness of how amazing we all really are. If today's episode touched your heart or expanded your mind in any way, please do me a favor and be sure to share it with those you care about or those you know who really need it. As more and more people become empowered, it really will change our world for the better. That is the point and the power of these demonstrations, is to create a radical shift in our world consciousness by showing everyone what we are all capable of. And of course, each volunteer will really need to follow through to reinforce their programming to maintain their results. But the point is for you to see that you really can create rapid results in your health and your life if you really understand how to use your mind. You're incredible. And I do want to be clear, though, that most people will not get results this fast on their own. I make it look very easy because of the discoveries that I made. You'll want to remember that there's so much more going on in our minds at a deeper level than people realize. That said, if you want to send me any questions or comments, come visit me on my website at brandygilmore.com/podcast. And if you're currently experiencing physical pain and would like to be a volunteer on the show, you can sign up there as well. Lastly, please remember, if you do have any health issues, you won't want to avoid your doctors. Instead, you'll want to continue seeing them and make it your goal to blow their minds with what you're capable of with your mind. Thank you.